Good morning. Well, like Howard said, I've volunteered this morning to share what God's done in my life, and hopefully that'll be an encouragement somehow to the rest of us. And hopefully too, you'll know a bit more about me as a parish councillor, because it's important to know our parish councillors, because they are making important decisions that affect all of us here at church. Well, I grew up in a family that always went to church, and I went to Sunday school, and I went to youth group. I was born a sinner, though, and I knew that I'd alienated myself from God because I was a sinner. But I also knew that I wanted to trust Him and live my life for Him. I always wanted to serve Him and try and do things that are pleasing to Him. But things tend to go wrong. Have you ever questioned, or have you ever had things go wrong and then wonder, well, where's God in all of this? I guess the significant thing that went wrong for us was in 1994 on the farm. It was Tracy and I's first year on our own. We'd split from the family partnership, and we sailed off into the Never Never on our own, trusting that things were going to go as they had done the previous years. Well, the first 2 months were quite fine, and Tracy was getting a bit worried because we had to borrow a bit extra money and to carry on with what we were going to do for the year. And I said, look, it's all right. The only thing that can bring us undone now is that it stops raining. It never does. Well, guess what? That was the worst drought in 100 years. And we'd based all of our production on fattening stock. We can't fatten stock if it doesn't rain. We ran out of water before we ran out of feed, actually. And we knew a guy through a friend of a friend that worked for Australian Baptist Missionary Society. And he went around the world, and he'd been to most third world countries divining water holes. And he hadn't had a failure. And wherever he'd been, God had brought great blessings to these villages and people through his work. Well, he came out home and he divined a couple of spots because our bore had dried up and in all our dams. And he was so confident, he said, God has brought me along here and he's going to bless you with the water, and we are going to find water there. Well, guess what? We had two dry holes out of two. And as a result of that, that guy, he said, I'm never doing that again because of the heartache that causes. So where was God in that? And we ran out of feed shortly after that. I'd been carting water every day. So I went out on the stock route with the stock, because that was the only place left for food. Well, I was there 3 weeks and they decided to shut the route, so we had to bring them all home. So somehow we managed to limp through that year, and here we are still farming. But where is God in all that? We often see a crop we're growing that just needs a fall of rain to finish it off, and it falls on the neighbour's place, but not on ours. We've had flood damage. Recently we had hail damage. There was a narrow band of this huge hail, which looks like it's world record size hail. And if you go out the front of our farm, you'll see this band of trees that are all stripped of their bark and leaves. If you line up the middle of this band, our house and sheds and silos and all the equipment was in that narrow band. So where is God in all that? We're faithfully trying to serve Him and love Him and live our lives for Him. Surely He wants to bless us in that way. Well, I think if you look through the Bible, you can find examples of Job and the first century apostles. Most of them were stoned to death in the end. I think Paul was imprisoned. He was shipwrecked many times. So it is not uncommon to feel that way, I think, but to feel that God has abandoned you, that He's not meeting your needs. But I think that's the wrong question to ask. I think we should be thankful that, or I am thankful, that God doesn't give me what I deserve, and that is judgment and eternal damnation to hell, because I am a sinner. And I'm just so thankful that he sacrificed his son for me, that he saved me, that he wanted to do that just for me. And so if he's done that just for me, and he is in control in everything in the world, that somehow, even though all these bad things happen, that he's in control of that and he's doing what is best for me. Now, I guess my trouble is I only look at the here and now, whereas God's looking at the eternal picture. So we're only looking at one small piece of the puzzle, whereas the whole puzzle of our whole life is a whole big picture. So that I'm sure if we had the whole big picture in mind, that we would see how this small piece of the puzzle fits in, even though God doesn't seem to be in it. Now, along the line too, it hasn't all been bad. There's been many good things in my life, especially. I met this wonderful girl in 1980, and we decided to get married, and we're still together, and that's just wonderful. And we've had a great family, and we're on a bit of a roller coaster, I guess, with the farm. There's many ups and downs, and I guess it's easy to focus on the downs, but there's probably equal number of ups as well. And I think Christian life's like that too, that we go through a period where we feel really close to God, and periods when we feel that God has abandoned us. I remember a bumper sticker that once said, "If you don't feel close to God, guess who's moved?" So I encourage you, when things are seemingly tough, to just keep on trusting in God, that things do not go well. I actually had some pictures this morning of farm catastrophes, but once again, it didn't go well, and the email didn't go through, so we don't have them up on the screen. So anyway, I guess that finishes my testimony. I'd encourage you to persevere in trusting in God.